G'day, and welcome to Partakers Wednesday Worship. Let's start today with a song, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Twas grace that brought me safe thus far. In God's grace shall lead me home. How precious that grace when I first believed. In that same grace will set me free.
Please do open your Bibles to our Old Testament reading, which is Psalm 117. Our reader today is Abby.
Psalm 117. Praise God, everybody. Applaud God to all people. His love has taken over our lives. God's faithful ways are eternal. Hallelujah.
Our New Testament reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. If then you were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, our life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory. Let's pray together, and as the words come up on the screen, you might like to join with me. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nations under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known by all people and your saving power amongst all nations. Send out your light and your truth that we may tell of your saving works. Lord, hear our prayers, for we put our trust in you. And all of God's people said, Amen. In the New Testament reading from Colossians chapter 3, Paul writes five facts about all those who claim to be Christian. These five facts can be used to live a life worthy of Jesus Christ and help us to sin against him a lot less. This then would help us to truly say those words read to us from Psalm 117, where his love has taken over our very lives. We are marked as Christians, not because of any outward visible mark, but here Paul tells us what marks us out as Christians, and we can remember them to help live a holy life. First of all, we died with Christ. Jesus not only died for us, but we died with him when we accepted him as our Saviour personally. Jesus not only died for sin, but died to sin in order to break its power. And through the work of the Holy Spirit, we are in Christ. We died with him. We can conquer our old sinful nature if we want to. Our new identity is Jesus Christ, and we have died with him. If you are a Christian, you have died with Christ. Then secondly, we are raised with Christ. Just as we died with Jesus Christ, we are also raised up with Jesus Christ. It is a fact that we are raised with him and we rule with him, seated at the right hand of the Father God. A new identity is to be Jesus Christ, and we have been raised with him. If you are a Christian, you have been raised with Jesus Christ. And then thirdly, we live with Jesus Christ in verse 4. As Christian people, Jesus is to be our life, and our eternal life is to be Jesus Christ. We are to be dead to sin and yet alive to Jesus Christ. Our new identity is Jesus Christ, and we live with him. If you are a Christian, you live with Jesus Christ. Then fourthly, we are hidden with him. For those of you who like a good mystery, here's one for you. We, as Christians, are hidden with him. We no longer belong to this world, but we belong to Jesus Christ. We are hidden with him in heaven. That is not to say we are to neglect our earthly duties and responsibilities, but that our motives and our strengths come from him. They come from heaven. Our new identity is Jesus Christ, and it is hidden with him. If you are a Christian, you are hidden with Jesus Christ. And then lastly, in the last part of chapter 4, verse 4, we will be glorified with Christ. When Jesus comes again, we'll see him face to face. And when he comes again, he'll take us home. We'll enter eternal glory. So we will then not be hidden with Christ perpetually, because when Christ is revealed in glory, we too shall be revealed in glory. We already have some of this glory now, but one day that full extent of this glorification will be revealed. Our new identity is Jesus Christ, and we will be glorified with him when he comes to take us home. You will be glorified with Christ when he comes again in glory to take you home. These five events, these five facts, if you like, cover all three tenses in time: past, present, and future. In the past, we died and were raised with Christ. In the present, we live with Christ and are hidden with him. In the future, when he comes again, we will be glorified with him. And because we share in Jesus' death, resurrection, and future glorification, we are to stop sinning. We're to stop thinking about ways in which to sin. Our feet are to be in this world, but our minds are to be with Jesus, focusing on ways in which to serve him day in and day out. Don't sin is the message, and yet we continue to do so. And it's one reason why it's a good practice for yourself to keep short accounts with God and regularly confess your sins before him, morning and evening even. We now have a final song, and then we'll have a closing prayer together.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'll know this day to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun, so we sing, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. God, he's worthy of our praise. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
As we close, we say these words together. May the love of God the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.